Molly Kearney, Seven Rivers, New Mexico Territory. 2nd June, 1878. Catherine McNeary, care of John McNeary, Wallingford, Connecticut. Dear Catherine, I wish I hadn't come here. I know it sounds uncharitable, and I know what you must think of me. We came here, Padraic and me, hoping the weather could turn his health. And I feel my conscience chiding my distemper as I write, but I wish I'd never set foot in this place. I'm sure you've read about us in Connecticut. I'm sure you've read all about outlaws, rustlers, rival factions, and general lawlessness, or however the journalists put it, to set the East Coast to a frenzy buying newspapers and dime novels. Much of it very likely true, but it is not the truth. And now I come to the heart of it. Catherine, as you read this, you will think me mad, but on the grave of our mother, God rest her soul, I swear to you the truth of what follows. Since the well dried up, I've collected water from the river. It's the nearest I can find, and fresh enough with boiling. 2 weeks ago, I brought my pail where all the little creeks come together. Seven rivers. Seven droplets, more like, Padraic says. Seven little rills that join hands like shy schoolmates. The least of them could hardly fill a teaspoon. But that day, as I went to kneel at the riverside, something kept me from coming nearer. I cannot explain what, nor how. You will think me mad if I do. I stood and stared, and the air before me changed, like the lifting of a wedding veil or a thin curtain from a window pane. I saw things as they are. Then Padraic's seven droplets, those little rivers, swelled as if filled by the wildest storm, rolling and furious and foaming red with blood. As the water rushed toward me, I knew I would be swept away if I did not run. I dropped the pail, and my feet carried me to town, where I discovered that another man was killed, shot dead in the street. And only 2 weeks have passed, and already I cannot recall his name. These men, their names, their bullets all blur together. Stolen lives, stolen cattle, stolen land, whose crusade of vengeance for whose death and whose dishonor. I feel it all becoming meaningless, and it frightens me. And then I remember the truth I've seen. Seven rivers filled with blood, and I know it is not meaningless. Senseless, yes, but not meaningless. And that frightens me even more. I've not returned for water since. Our voices have failed from thirst, but I cannot bring myself to go. I know what will happen. I know what I will see. Another death will come. The rivers will burst in crimson, and this time the tide will carry me to my grave. I've seen what lies beyond the curtain, and I cannot bear to look on it. Catherine, I must tell you, Padraic's health is failing. I'm ashamed to speak it, ashamed even to think it, but soon I'll be a widow. When that time comes, I'll bury my husband's body, and then I'll board a train. I hope you and John will receive me for a time in Wallingford until I am able to find my way alone. I do not ask your pity. I only ask your faith. This place has shown me such profound beauty and such terrible pain as I have never known before, and I cannot bear it any longer. I cannot live beside the river, knowing what it truly is. I will write again. When the time comes, your devoted sister, Molly.
El Campo Santo was made in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico by Blackout Theater Company. Our goal is to tell the stories of New Mexico on stage, screen, and anywhere else you are. This podcast was made possible with generous support from the City of Albuquerque City Council Department of Arts and Culture, New Mexico Arts, and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. If you like this podcast, you should check out our season one of El Campo Santo. If you would like to learn more about our plays and any other works, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.